Hello, Walt.
Hello.
Hello.
How'd things go for you today? Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away.
Singing to your walls here at Rosie on the House. Visiting with Mr. Bob Brown from Arizona Foundation Specialist. We're talking about, in particular, just right now, one of Bob's specialties are stem wall repair. And you may notice this by walking around the outside of your home. Most of you will have a stucco house that then goes down to a horizontal line we call drip screed that should be a minimum of 6 to 8 inches above the grade. And that will expose a concrete stem wall that very often we see in a deteriorated state. So we're talking about some of the worst situations where the horizontal cracking has gotten to the point where the rebar has oxidized, rusted to the point where it's blown the concrete out. You actually see the horizontal cracking. You could possibly see the rebar. You see chunks of concrete that have fallen on the floor. Now, what's the permanent solution to that?
So I wrestled with this for a lot of years. I followed the ICRI method, and it was very, very difficult to execute properly and have a long-term result. And even if you execute it perfectly, it still doesn't last forever. And so I started thinking about it, and I did some old repairs on a fountain at 44th Street in Van Buren, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, and I used the composite rebar, and that thing performed beautifully, even to this day. Started thinking about it, and I realized, you know what? We need to get all the metal out of the concrete and replace it with composites. Now, that not only includes the rebar, but hold-down straps and any temporary jacks to hold it up while you're working. Everything needs to be composite. And so I started thinking about it, and I developed the Neverust system.
And where do you get composite rebar?
There are a number of poltruders. It's actually an interesting, it's not portruding, it's poltruding manufacturers across the United States, or you can go to China or wherever. You can buy these composite rebars pretty much, you know, if you look up poltrusion, you'll find manufacturers on the internet.
Are they in 20-foot sticks like rebar, or are they
yes.
in a spool?
No, they're in 20-foot sticks.
Oh.
Well, you can get them in any length, but 20-foot is how they typically come.
I think of it like fiberglass rebar?
Yeah, fiberglass is one method.
It's not the
only composite. I mean, there's carbon fiber, there's basalt. There's a number of types of composite rebar, and rebar isn't the only thing. You have hold down straps that are important as well.
I want to get into that in just a minute, but I want to talk through how you're installing these composite rebars to stop the oxidation and the explosion of the stem wall.
Which in my mind just goes back to the beginning. Why aren't we using the composites from the startup instead of waiting 50 years for the rebar to rust out and then go back and replace it later?
I mean, it's a great question, and it all comes down to cost. It's much more expensive than regular rebar. So, I mean, for a repair that you don't want to keep having over, it makes total sense. But to build a building or a house with composites, I personally think it makes a ton of sense, but you can't convince the builders to do it because it's expensive.
Now, you know where my sick mind goes? I'm thinking concrete, rebar, and water.
Right.
I'm thinking Hoover Dam.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this going on inside Hoover Dam right now?
Well, they probably used very, very dense concrete. But yes, I would guess that there's probably some oxidation going on there. Absolutely.
I would hate to see that concrete start spalling.
Yeah.
I get really nervous. So you go in and do what? You're going in to repair this 8-foot section of stem wall.
Right.
You got 2 minutes to describe it to
us. So basically you chisel out all of the concrete till you get to what you call fractured rock, where you're actually chipping out and you're chipping the rocks in half instead of popping them out. And then once you get to good solid substrate, you get all the steel out of there. So any rebar, any hold down straps, and then you drill and dowel both ends, insert your composite rebar into the concrete, and you use ties, but you don't use metal ties, right? You use zip ties to tie it together, and you use little dowels vertically along the rebar to hold it in place. And if it's a large area and it's really badly deteriorated, you got to put some jacking in to hold the house up while you're digging it all out. Otherwise, the house could fall down on you, right?
Sure.
So and of course you don't want to put a metal jack in, because when you bury that, it's going to rust. So you need to have a composite jack. You put that in there, and if you have a tie down strap, we could talk more about that. You've got to replace that as well.
So you're going in and out, you just take a torch and you burn the old rebar out or cut it out? And...
just a diamond blade on a 4-inch grinder.
Okay. Just take it out.
Yeah.
And then we're going to replace that with this carbon fiber rebar, non-conductive, and then you shotcrete it back in place?
You don't have to shotcrete it. Okay. You basically you can just patch it back in. We've experimented with a number of ways. You can set a form on there and pump it in. Okay. You can patch it in.
Okay.
We've experimented with spraying it in with a sprayer. There's different ways of doing it.
Here with Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions. If you've got a question about anything concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin, feel free to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.